Hello, and welcome to our continuing devotional studies on the life and times of King David. What is the worst thing ever? What is the worst thing possible? What is the worst thing that could happen to you, to me, to anyone? I guess if we were to ask folks this question, we will hear perhaps debt, or delinquency, or divorce, or distress, and even death. Many would probably say death is the worst thing that could happen to them. But I want to assure you today that the worst thing could happen to anyone is not debt, it's not delinquency, it's not divorce, it's not distress, and not even death. The worst thing that could happen to anyone is the withdrawal of God from their lives. The consequence of God's withdrawal is horrific, because it is the only force by which evil is restrained and good is fostered. Because nothing remains empty when God withdraws his sustaining grace and power from the rebel heart, it will be tenanted by evil spirits. As fast as water is poured from a container, air rushes in to fill the empty space. Nothing remains vacuous. So if God the Great Spirit does not occupy the human heart, then unclean spirits will rush in and take up residence. Such was the state of Saul's heart. The Spirit of the Lord departed from him, and a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him. 1 Samuel 16:14. Saul was not willing to retain God in his life, and so God the gentleman left peacefully and gave him over to a reprobate mind. It was the end of Saul, and it is the end of every life that banishes God from his rightful place, both as creator and sustainer of life. You either host God or evil spirits, light or darkness, life or death, the best thing ever or the worst thing imaginable. So, choose your landlord wisely. God bless you.